The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by NMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at NMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. NMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
We are in the money.
Sunny.
The skies
old
are sunny.
Depression, you are through. You've done us wrong.
An old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances. We talk about investment strategies, tax planning, investments, the stock market, the bond market, the Federal Reserve, interest rates, you name it, we talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff.
There's no doubt about it.
There is no doubt. And this week is going to be no exception because we have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. I can't wait to dive into it. But before I do, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morave, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States, actually for the sixth year in a row.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
And I love you back, man. Anyway, I want to wish everybody a very, very happy new year. It's already a week in. Can you believe it? This year's over already. It's already a week. The week has passed. Man. And so we're going to talk about this week the fact that the Dow hit 25,000. And you guys know that my last year I said that the fearless forecast was that the Dow would hit 25,000 sometime early in 2018. Well, I guess on the 4th of 2018, that's early. that actually qualifies as early in the year. But anyway, last week, you know, I did my fearless forecast and we talked about the Dow hitting 26,500 this year. And I still think that's going to happen. We're going to talk about where we think the markets are going to go, the stock market, the bond market, and the Federal Reserve. But more importantly, we'll talk about what you should do about that. Okay, so we'll have that first and foremost. Now, also, as you guys know, I'm a defensively minded person. Okay. We have two goals for our clients. We are a financial advisory firm, and we work with clients that are over 50 who are retired or retiring soon. And we basically have two goals for our clients. One is for them to have financial peace of mind, meaning we don't want them to worry about all of this stuff. We want to worry about it for them. And then secondly, we want their money to last as long as they do. Okay, we want your money to last as long as you do. So that way, you know, it supports your lifestyle and all that kind of good stuff for the rest of your life. That's our goals. Okay. And so one of the big things that success is dependent upon is not making mistakes. That's what it's all about. If you look at sport, you know, I'm a tennis player. It's not the player that hits the most winners that wins a tennis match. It's the one that makes the least mistakes. In baseball, errors. You know, it's always about making mistakes and defense. That's what wins. And so this week, I want to talk with you about 12 mistakes that investors make. And that way, if you know what those 12 are, yes, Jack, 12. That is a lot. You know what, Jack? You're right. Most all those other shows, they'd probably give you, what, five? But we don't. We give you 12. We give you the full Monty, if that's what you want. And you know what the full Monty is, right? Okay, I'm not going to go into that. Anyway, so the 12 mistakes, we'll go over that with you. Now, also this week, I want to talk about Social Security because it is something that we pretty much talk with our clients, I think, every time we meet with them. And so we're going to talk about Social Security benefits for spouses. Okay, so if you have a spouse, we'll talk about what the Social Security benefits would be for your spouse. Now, also, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, going back to the defensive-minded the philosophy that we have, our view is that protecting against big losses is more important than worrying about making large gains. And the reason for that, again, is because recovering from a big loss is way more difficult. If you lose 50% of your money, you can't make 50% to get back to even. You have to now make 100% to get back to even. And losses hurt you way more than missing out on gains. And so, therefore, we have a philosophy of buy, hold, and sell. And buy, hold, and sell means that you don't stay in and take massive losses in bear markets. That's, to us, is not a smart thing to do. So our strategy is buy, hold, and sell, meaning that, and in fact, as you guys know, in 2007, in November, our strategy said to sell, and we did, and we told our clients to sell. And of course, the stock market crashed in 2008, and we believe that avoiding those kind of things is important. And there will be another one. Don't kid yourself, okay? Don't think that because this market does nothing but go up that it's going to go on forever. That is not going to be the case, I don't think. So we're going to talk about buy hold myth number 5. And that is you don't ever want to sell because you'll miss the rebound. You know, you'll miss the opportunity when the market goes back up and you will be sitting out there and you'll miss that. And you don't want to miss that, okay? And that's the argument they use to keep you in. And we'll tell you why that is not a smart thing to think. Now, most shows, Jack, would stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we've done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show. Wow, that's amazing that you have that. You know, ladies and gentlemen, that was me on my first day on the job. I actually showed up in my loincloth. I was actually buff back then. And they summarily sent me home. They said, no, financial advisor does not meet with clients in a loincloth. But I had a great Tarzan yell. But anyway, most shows would stop right there. But on this show, do we stop right there? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And that's the part of the show we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And this week, we're going to talk about the new gift and estate tax rules for 2018. And they have all been increased to the betterment of our taxpayers. And so we'll talk about that at about 10 till. So we have a great show. Excuse me, and I hope you will stay tuned for the entire program. I got to tell you something. My oldest daughter is going to be married in about a year. And so she lives in New York, and I'm going to be going up to New York to help with the choice of the wedding dress. And I'm like, yeah, right. They just need me to bring the credit card, right? Actually, they don't even need me for that. No, so I was like, you want me to come to help choose the wedding dress? And they're like, yes, we do, Daddy. I want you to be there with all. And I'm like, I think what I'm going to be is more of a spectator. I'm sure if they ask me, which dress do you like? And I say that one, they'll look at me like, okay, well, we're sorry we asked your opinion. So it'll be interesting. I'm just going to be a spectator. I'm going to be very calm. I'm not going to give my opinion. And when asked my opinion, my answer is going to be, well, what do you think? And I'll just stick to that, and I'll just enjoy my my cafe latte and try to stay warm. Anyway, let's talk about the Dow hitting 25,000. I mean, this is, a client I was talking to the other day said it very well about the stock market, and he said, this market is scary good. And I love that. I was like, that's perfect. I'm going to plagiarize the heck out of that one because, you know what, that's the way I feel. It is scary good. It's really good, right? I mean, this market is fantastic, but it's scary. I mean, it's scary to me. You know, I've been doing this for 29 years. I've been watching the markets actually longer than that. And when you see the market going up like this, up, 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 we haven't had a correction in, I don't know, what, 2 years? And, you know, it just begs for a correction. It begs for the market becoming overpriced, because what happens is people gain confidence, and people that are sitting on the sidelines, they decide to jump in because they don't want to miss out and all this kind of stuff. And the market builds a momentum of its own that really has nothing to do with fundamentals or anything else. It's just people buying. Now, I don't think that's happened yet, but it has the risk of doing that. So I still think that the Dow will go to 26,500, which is a nice gain from here. And I still think that if you are not invested, that you should be. And I think that you should go in gradually if you are going to do that, okay? So in other words, don't just go all in if you're sitting in cash right now. Don't just dump it all into the market. That would be, I think, a risky proposition. But go in gradually. Dollar cost average your way in. Do a little bit of over the next 3 or 4 months, and that way you can help to mitigate your risk, okay? So I think it is a time to be invested. Those of you that are trepidatious, that's my word of the day, trepidatious. You shouldn't be, I think. This market is, I think, very good. All right, I want to talk about, we have, if you are over 50, if you are retired or you are retiring soon, then I want to invite you to come to one of our seminars. Okay, now there's one near you. You can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website, and you can find the seminar near you. Now, at the seminar, we're going to talk about, do you have enough money to retire on? We're going to help you to calculate what we call your magic number. Okay, that's important. You need to know that. We'll also talk about what are 5 strategies that you can use to reduce your income taxes. We'll talk about how do you get income during your retirement? How do you maximize that? Where do you get your money from? How do you do it? And then we're going to also talk about how much should you take for your retirement? You know, you don't want to spend down your money too fast, all that. We're also going to talk about what should you do with your 401k and your profit sharing plans and your pension plans, all those kind of things. You've got important decisions to make. We want to help you to make those decisions. Also, we're going to talk about Social Security. We have a whole section of the seminar that talks about when should you take Social Security, how should you take it, how does it get taxed, how do you avoid that. And by the way, did you know that the IRS, yeah, those guys, they want to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits. At the seminar, we're going to teach you how to avoid that if it's at all possible. We're going to talk about buy, hold, and sell, our foundational philosophy of protecting our client. We want to help you to avoid great losses in the next market crash. And if we can do that, then we've done a great thing. So all of that and tons more at the seminar. So go to moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net. If you're over 50, it's for you. And find the seminar near you, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have the 12 mistakes that investors make. And you don't want to make any of these. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. We are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. And on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And you know what? All those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. Sean Connery would not approve, I'm telling you. But anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morave, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morave. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I can tell you that they have been exciting, they've been wonderful, and they have also been marvelous. And I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 years, and our firm, Money Matters, we work with clients in 43 states. And we work with clients that are over 50 who are retired or retiring soon, and that's where we specialize. And if that's you, we also do this show for you, and we have seminars for you. Our website is moneymatters.net. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. And so if you'd like to learn more about us, again, our website is moneymatters.net. I encourage you to visit us and see what we're all about. Now, I want to go over our view of how you invest. And because of the demographic of who we work with, who our clients are, we are very defensively oriented. Okay, it's all about not making mistakes. It's all about protecting your principal. It's all about making sure that your money lasts as long as you do. And you know, as we say, we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. Okay, and there's a huge difference between those two. And I think if you are of the demo, you understand what I'm talking about. So avoiding mistakes is a big thing. So I want to go over with you the 12 mistakes. And these are not, this is not a comprehensive list, okay? There are others, but these are 12 mistakes that investors make, okay? And we're going to count them down, and maybe we can get to all of them. I don't know. Number 12 is buying on a cold call. So this is when somebody just calls you out of the blue, and you just say, oh, yeah, I like that, and you buy it. Okay, now this in 2018, if you do that, I'm sorry. Somebody should flog you, okay? Don't do that. In fact, you know, Jack, this is off topic, but I just thought of something. You know the Nigerian scam? The one where they send you an email and they say that, the Prince of Nigeria has $200 million worth of gold or whatever, and he's trying to get it out of the country, and we need your help. That scam, I mean, that's the most ridiculous scam in the world, right? And, I mean, they make fun of it on late-night television. It's like a joke. But yet, millions of dollars have been stolen using the scam over the years. And guess what? They arrested the guy that was doing the Nigerian scam. Yeah, they found him and they arrested him. I think he was a Dutch guy. They finally caught up with him. And, well, I don't know if it's going to end the Nigerian scam because somebody else is going to pick up the mantle, I'm sure. But they arrested that guy. All right. So good. They finally got him. Anyway, we're counting down. We may not get to all 12. Number 11, believing that one guarantee covers everything. When somebody says it's guaranteed, what's guaranteed? Is your principal guaranteed? Is the interest rate guaranteed? Is the time length of it guaranteed? What are they guaranteeing? Okay, make sure you understand what is guaranteed. Number 10, doing nothing. I've actually met people that they sold all their investments and got out in cash in 2008, and they've been there ever since. They're too scared to go back in. Hey, doing nothing is a huge mistake. You got to do something, okay? Don't just sit there. Do something. Number 9, buying investments because of tax benefits rather than the economic benefits. Okay, so don't buy something because it saves you on your taxes. Buy something because it has an underlying economic benefit. And then on top of that, if it has tax benefits, that's the gravy. Number 8, making a purchase or sale decision based on where the price was when you bought it or what the price was before. Okay, this is called framing. So what people do is there's a price that the certain stock or investment had, and they frame it. They take a picture of it, and they frame it, and they put it on the wall. And that price, until it gets back to that price, I am not selling this sucker, okay? So you see a thing go way down, it's down 50%. I'm going to get back to that number that's hanging on my wall, or I'm never selling it until it gets back there. That's not good. You need to look always into the future and decide whether in the future this is a good investment or not, regardless of what the price was before. Number 7. Buying the hot whatever it is because they are exciting, okay? Don't buy the hot thing. You know, the one that I know best that I think illustrates it the best is technology stocks or just right now Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin's exciting. Everybody's all into that. Be careful. Number 6, owning too many items and not being diversified. That's something that a lot of times I see when people come in to visit with us. I've met many people that they have a lot of investments, but they're not diversified. There's a difference, so make sure you understand that. Number 5, owning too many items Number 4, failing to sell at a loss is a mistake. Waiting to get even before you sell. So just because you're down, you don't want to sell. Again, never look back. It's not looking back. It's looking forward. If an investment is down and it's going to keep going down, you should sell it. If an investment is down but it's going to go up, you probably should keep it. So it's got nothing to do with the past. The fact that it's down is not your standard. Number 3, selling winners too soon. Number 2, buying yesterday's favorites. Yeah, you don't want to do that. And number 1, thinking you can time the market is a mistake. Now, one of the things that we'll talk about in the next segment is that people accuse us of being market timers because we talk about buy, hold, and sell. We don't. And I'll explain that in the next segment, but that is a mistake. No one can time the market. So those are your mistakes. I got through all 12 of them, Jack. Are you proud of me? I zoomed through, yeah. So anyway, I want to tell you that if you'd like to talk to one of our financial advisors, I think you will find them to be knowledgeable, friendly, and capable. And they're here to help you with your retirement planning comprehensively. So we want to help you with your retirement plan, with your income taxes, your estate planning. You know, if you want to leave anything to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, we want to help you design that plan as well. We want to talk about, should you roll over your retirement plans? You know, all that kind of stuff. Decisions on Social Security. And then, of course, our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell as well. We'll talk about all of that with you. And if you'd like to visit with one of our advisors, all you have to do is go to moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and click on meet with an advisor and put your info in there. And then we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. We would love to do that. Now, if we can help you, fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. All right? So either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is absolutely right. It is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. In fact, you know, there's a gentleman that came in for to meet with me 6 years ago. And he just called me last week and he came in again. And 6 years ago, I told him, you're fine the way you are is, and I can't help you. And he said, okay, thank you. See you later. And he came back. So you know what? I believe in that. You put out good, it comes back to you in spades. Anyway, moneymatters.net is our website to meet with an advisor. All right, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have our buy-hold myth of the this week, which is, hey, you don't ever want to sell because you don't want to miss the rebound, the opportunity. You don't want to miss that. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack, and this is the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of financial information. I'm so glad you are with us. Happy New Year, everybody. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we work with clients in 43 states. And I tell you, it is a blessing. It is an honor. And the demographic, the people that we love to work with, that we specialize in helping, are people who are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And because of that, most of the time when they come in to visit with us, when our clients visit, we talk about Social Security. And so I want to go over some Social Security with you this week. So we're going to talk about Social Security for spouses. And, you know, this is one that when I tell a client this, I think about 60% of the time they are surprised to know it. So I hope that you will be surprised, and I give you some new information here, all right? So let's talk about spousal. So first of all, how much can a spouse get from a living or ex-spouse? Or ex-spouse, okay? So the maximum is 50% of the spouse or ex-spouse's benefit at their full retirement age. Okay, so for most people, it's around 66. So whatever the maximum benefit that that person can get at their full retirement age is, take 50% of that, and that's what a spouse can get. Now, the spouse can receive their own or half of their spouse's, whichever is the higher. Okay, so you look at yours, you look at half of your spouse's or your ex, and if half of theirs is higher than yours, guess what? You can get the higher amount. So that's it. Now, there are some rules under that. So first of all, if you are not yet your full retirement age, then what happens is you get a reduced amount. Okay? And it can be as low as 70% of what of half. Okay? So it'd be 35% basically. So you can get that if you start early. So you can start at 62 and get a lower amount. Now, if you wait until the full retirement age, then that's when you can get 50%. Now, what happens if you wait till after 70? Okay, so in other words, you don't start collecting off of your spouse until your spouse till you're 70. The answer is it does not increase anymore. So if you can start collecting at 62, but if you collect early, you get less. Each year that you wait, you get more and more and more until you get that 50%. It peaks at 50% of the age 66 amount, and after that, it does not increase anymore. Okay, so you got to be careful there that if you're waiting till 70, you're not going to get the benefits as a spouse if you're taking off of the your other spouse's record. I used too many spouses in that sentence, didn't I? Yeah, sorry about that. But you know what? Social Security is complicated. There are tons and tons of nuances, laws, you know, when you take it, how you take it, who gets it. There's tons of stuff there. So here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And if you'll see there, it says meet with an advisor. Okay, so click on that link and put your info in there. And then what we'll do is we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. What we want to do is we want to review your entire financial plan with you. We want to sit down and look at decisions on Social Security for sure. We want to talk about, you know, can you retire? If you're already retired, how do you get income? How do you reduce your income taxes? If you want to leave money to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, we want to talk about that with you as well. Primarily, we have two goals for you. One is we want you to have financial peace of mind. We want you to not worry about all of this boring financial stuff. We want to worry about it for you. And then secondly, we want your money to last as long as you do, and then maybe have something left over for the aforementioned greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. That's our goal. So if that aligns with what you would like to talk about, then our website is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and we'll look forward to meeting with you. Now, if we can help you, fantastic. Love it. We're very thankful. But if we can't, we'll tell you that too. So either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And it is. Now, also, I want to tell you that if you'd like to come to one of our seminars, I'll give you one big reason why you should go to one of our seminars, okay? And that is that at the seminars, we have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. Now, you know what? The chocolate chunk, notice I use the word chunk and not chip. The reason for that is that chips are made with wax, okay? They're made with paraffin. They're formed. You don't want that. You want real chocolate that forms its own shape and that melts all over your face and gets all over your clothes and your notes, and you're covered in chocolate, but you're loving it because you're learning about your finances at the same time. So if you want the cookies and financial information, our seminars are for you. Go to moneymatters.net for all of the above. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about buy hold myth number 5, which is, hey, you don't want to ever sell because you don't want to miss the rebound. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are forever. But you know what? Good financial planning ideas are even better, because if you invest properly, then hopefully you will have enough money to buy some diamonds for yourself. So we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 7,800 families in 43 states, and it is an honor. It is a privilege. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States.
Shazam!
And Gomer, it is totally a shazam. And we work with people that are over 50 who are retired or retiring soon. That's who we specialize in. And we have two goals for you listening to this show, but also for our clients. And I have to say, we love our clients a little bit more than we love you if you're not. But we'll love you just as much if you become one. But I love you a lot too. Don't misunderstand. It's just degrees of love. But anyway, our goals for our clients, we have two. One is that we want them to have financial peace of mind. Okay. In other words, we want you to go and enjoy your retirement. We call that your second childhood without parental supervision. Okay. So we want you to go play, have fun, go to the beach, play golf, spend time with your grandchildren. Just Get out of here. All right. And don't worry about your finances. Let us do that for you. That's number one. Number two is we want to do everything we can to make sure that your money lasts as long as you do. Okay. Now, we actually had a moment there where we were talking about we want your money to last longer than you do. But we had several clients say, no, I actually don't want my money to last longer than me. The kids can handle it. They're on their own. So we just decided that, okay, as long as you do, that'll work. So we want to make sure, to the extent that we can, to build a financial plan that that enables you to support the lifestyle that you want for the rest of your life. Now, to do that, you have to protect your nest egg. You have to protect the money that is going to give you that income, all right? Because if you lose that money, then you got no income. It just stands to reason. It's very logical in my view. So therefore, when bear markets come, and the average bear market is a drop of 37%, okay, now the last two we had in Y2K in 2008 were 50%ers approximately. So they were worse than average. But, you know, they were spread apart. And when you get a big spread apart, I believe that you're going to have a big drop. And we haven't had a bear market since 2008. So it's almost 10 years now. Okay. And the average bear market comes every 3 years. So I think the next one has the potential to be pretty significant. We have global debt right now of $170 trillion, and this is according to Forbes. I'm sorry, J.P. Morgan. And so, you know, you look at that and you're thinking that is $23,000 of debt for every man, woman, and child that walks the planet Earth. Think about that, $23,000 for every man, woman, and child that walks the Earth. That's a lot of debt. And the thing that debt does is it creates the inability to have flexibility. You know, governments normally, when recessions come and those kind of things, they go into big debt, borrow tons of money. Look what we did. We borrowed, what, $20 trillion or whatever it is? So we borrow a lot of money and pump it into the economy, and that's supposed to, you know, give stimulus and turn things around. The problem that you have is that right now we have borrowed so much money that I don't know that there's going to be the same kind of flexibility for governments around the world to deal with the next crisis. And think about your own personal life. If you have a ton of debt and you lose your job, how much worse is that than if you had no debt and you lost your job? Okay, you can see the difference there. And when we go into recession, it's kind of like governments losing their job. They when you have a recession, they lose revenue, tax revenue, and therefore they've lost their job. And if they've lost their job and they have tons of debt, it's a big deal. So the next bear market, I think, has the makings of being very severe. So you need to protect yourself against that. It just seems to me that that's just not logically the thing to do. And we have in our firm what we call a buy, hold, and sell philosophy. And basically, we have metrics that we use that help us to look at the trends of the market. And when the trends are not our, when the trend is not our friend, you know, we only play with our friends. So if the trend is not our friend, then we don't play anymore. And in November of 2007, we told our clients to sell. We told you listening to the show to sell. We told people who get my market alert email to sell. And we said to stay out for all of 2008. And we didn't say to buy until June of 2009 because you have to have a buy strategy as well. Okay, so it's buy, hold, and sell, all three. You can't just have one of them or two. You just have to have all three, in my opinion. Now, what people tell you is you don't ever want to sell because if you do, you'll miss the rebound. You know what? To heck with the rebound. All right. I mean, the rebound from the low in March of 2009, by the time it got back to where it was in November of 2007 when we said to sell, that was a big rebound. But you know what? I don't want to go all the way down and then get this big rebound to get me back where I would have been had I sold in the first place. Why do I need all that kind of angst? Why do I need to live for a year and a half taking money out while my investments are dropping like a stone? Why do I have to go through all of that? Okay. That's my question. Why would you want to? So this notion that you don't ever want to sell because you're going to miss the rebound, I believe is not right. I think you need to protect your principal first and worry about the rebound second, okay? Because if the market keeps going down, there's an expression that the market can go down way longer than you can remain solvent, okay? And that's a fact. So therefore, that's why we believe that philosophy. Now, we are a full-service financial advisory firm. We help you with your investments, your diversification, your Social Security decisions. We help you with your estate planning decisions. We help you with your 401k, your profit-sharing plans, just the whole gamut, your estate planning. We do all of that. But also, we always remember that our job is to help you to have your money last as long as you do. And for that, I believe you have to have a buy, hold, and sell strategy. Now, if you'd like to learn more about that, there's two things you can do. All of them start with going to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. If you are over 50, this should be resonating for you. You go to our website, and you can do one of two things. You can either meet with an advisor, or you can go to one of our seminars, and you can you have the availability of both of those. So moneymatters.net is where you go. Now, regardless of what you do, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends regardless of what happens, okay? We want to help you, and if we can help you, great. And if we can't, you know what? That's fine too. That's life, right? You can't help everyone. Sometimes people are okay, and some people don't want to be helped. And that's fine, okay? We always part friends. So moneymatters.net is our website, and you can find all kinds of great information on there. Podcasts, we have videos, we have articles, we have tons of great information. So if you're over 50, that's a place where you can get all kinds of good stuff. So moneymatters.net is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the new gift and estate tax laws for 2018, when we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Who wants the bother of a country estate?
Who wants to wallow in champagne? I'm going to sing anyway, Jack. I don't care if you stop the music. Yeah, he's trying to catch me singing. Have you ever had, you know, somebody with earphones on and they're singing and they're so out of tune? That's what he's trying to do there. But you know what? I can sing, baby. Don't think I can't. Anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. That was good. You got me. He's been trying that for years. For years he's been trying to catch me, and he finally did. Anyway, I am Ken Morave, the host. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And you know what? We now work with over 7,800 families in 43 states. It is an honor. It is a privilege. And Financial Times recently named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in the United States. And, you know, without our clients, we would be nowhere. So I want to thank all clients listening right now and those that aren't as well. I'm glad you're with us. I hope your New Year's is off to a good start. I know the stock market sure is off to a good start. In fact, I think this is the best start that the stock market has had in a long, long time. This is crazy. Anyway, somebody said, a client told me, he said, you know, this market is scary good. And I said, you said it perfectly. It's scary and it's good. It is scary good. Anyway, this is not the time of the show to talk about that. This is the time of the show we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
And we want the squirts to be happy, don't we? Because you know what? Money isn't everything. But it sure keeps the kids in touch, does it not? So this week, we're going to talk, our estate tip this week is on the new gift and estate taxes for 2018. So we're going to talk about the rules and how you do all that and the good stuff that that's all about. But before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. My pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're going to talk about the new gift and estate tax laws for 2018. And you know what? For a change, the tax laws all seem to be going in the right direction right now. They seem to be in the direction of lowering taxes for most people. And so in the case of the gift and estate taxes, the same thing has happened. So there are, to kind of frame it for you, The estate tax is a tax that is due when somebody dies, okay? And they're transferring their money to somebody else. And the philosophy behind it, whether you agree with it or not, is secondary. But the philosophy behind it is that the transfer of your money to somebody else, they didn't earn that money, right? You did. And so you're transferring the money to them, so they got this money that they didn't work for, they didn't do anything for, so therefore they should pay tax on it. That's the idea behind it, okay? Now, whether you agree with that is a separate thing. So it's a transfer tax. So the IRS is not stupid. They realize that if you want to get around that, what you can do is just give it all away before you die, and then when you die, you got nothing, and then there's no estate tax. Well, that's not going to fly. So what did they do? They came up with a gift tax, which is essentially the same as the estate tax. It's just that you pay it when you make gifts. So if you try to give it all away so that when you die, you've already given it all away and there's no tax, you would have paid the same tax over the course of the time you were giving it away. Now, you know, it's interesting how when you go down the road of trying to create rules, then you got to start thinking about, okay, well, what if this, what if that? Well, politicians, being the self-preservationists that they are, they started thinking, well, wait a minute. If we start taxing any transfer, any gift that people make during their lifetime, then we're going to have a revolution on our hands. You know, if you buy somebody Christmas presents, or, you know, you buy them a birthday present or whatever it may be, you give somebody a bottle of wine, you know, you give them a gift. That is a gift, right? They didn't earn that. You gave it to them. So we need to tax that too? No, we don't. So what do? Well, we have to create an exemption. In other words, we create an amount that I can give to people and not be subject to that tax. Okay, so that way the electorate will not come after me with their pitchforks and throw me out of office. So therefore, we have the gift tax laws and we have the estate tax laws. Now, the gift tax laws say, and this year, last year, 2017, the amount that you could give to somebody else without owing any tax on the gift is $14,000 last year. Now, this year, it's been increased to $15,000. So you can give to as many people as you want, up to $15,000, and you have no gift tax on that. Okay, so that's a good thing. Now, the other thing is the estate tax. So now on the estate tax, that has increased from last year, and this year it's a whopping big number. It's $11.2 million. So a married couple can have an estate of up to $11.2 million, and when they pass that on to their greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, there is no tax on that. Okay, so that's the estate tax exemption, and then the gift tax exemption is the $15,000. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, and you would like to talk to one of our financial advisors about your estate planning, about your retirement planning, about all the things that those of you who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon may be interested in, then that's what we specialize in doing, and we would love to meet with you. So if you go to our website, it is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And you click on Meet with an Advisor, you'll find that you can put your info in there. We'll call you to schedule a time to visit. And what we want to do is, we want to help you with all that kind of stuff. And if we can, that's fantastic, and we're happy. But if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. And either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends. So we look forward to having that. So go to moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. Now, also, if you'd like to, you can sign up for one of our seminars. And at the seminar, we have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. So you can go there. The cookies are 1 inch thick, 6 inches in diameter. They're a meal in and of themselves. I dare you to eat more than one. And at the same time, you'll get tons of great information and financial stuff. So we hope that you'll benefit from that as well. So if you're over 50, moneymatters.net is our website for all of the above. Moneymatters.net. Wow, you know what? I cannot believe how fast this show has gone. It's already over. Well, Happy New Year, everybody, and we'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.